An anonymous listener sent this. Sewing, cooking chili, loving my dog, and listening to great jazz on a Saturday night. Thanks, WHQR. Listener Peter sent in a pledge with this note. Being 70 years old, I don't have a lot of extra cash, but I listen almost every day at some point. Listener Joanna Puritz wrote on Wednesday night, what has happened to Smooth Landing? That is about the corniest music I've heard. Once in a while, but honky tonk for Smooth Landing is not smooth. And Joanna later added, I do love how you address the letters on air. I'm a news junkie, and I only trust NPR News. I will never forget 9/11 when I heard the first rumors. I immediately tuned to 91.3 to verify. Our new feature on Mondays, Business Brief, launched this week with Rachel Lewis-Hilburn interviewing New Hanover County Commission Chair Woody White about the county's adoption of a special use permit. A number of listeners commented on our website about the interview. Most were about the subject matter of the story and its relation to Titan Cement, rather than WHQR's programming or operations. But listener Wilm Taxpayer wrote, thank you for these pointed questions, Rachel. We also had listener comments about our story on the fate of Wilmington's Water Street parking lot and deck. We encourage you to follow our stories online at WHQR.org, and when appropriate, join in the dialogue and make a comment about them. Listener Barbara commented on an NPR story about bell ringers. Please tell me the correct pronunciation of the word carillon. Sounds like Carillon. I've never heard of a carillion, which might rhyme with million. Thank you. Listener Sarah wrote in reference to Morning Edition's series this week on the nuns, or young people who do not have a religious affiliation. The last two mornings, I've heard interviews with people who doubt there is a God. Are you going to interview people who believe that there is a God? Snapper22 left a comment on our website about a recent commentary by Philip Girard. Mr. Girard's story reminds me that there was another infamous mayonnaise incident with the Titanic. Titanic was transporting cases of mayonnaise to Mexico, where mayonnaise had become a delicacy. The ocean liner was scheduled to go to Veracruz after leaving New York City. Of course, when the ship went down, there was great sadness and weeping in Mexico. Cinco de Mayo. Snapper then added, Mr. Girard's commentaries are always the best. And I'm reminded of a quote attributed to the English dramatist John Dennis, a man who could make so vile a pun would not scruple to pick a pocket. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.